Nolte, Trevor Noah exits The Daily Show December 8, Will Anyone Notice? By John Nolte on October 13, 2022. If a failed late-night host exits his failed late-night show and no one is there to watch him, does he matter? When you're talking about a loser who lost to the degree The Daily Show host Trevor Noah did, that's a fair question to ask. His predecessor, Jon Stewart, got laughable ratings. Trevor Noah lost 75% of Jon Stewart's laughably small audience. At the end of September, Noah announced his exit from The Daily Show. More people read my write-up of that piece of news than ever watched his show. Well, now Noah has announced his exit date, December 8, about 7 weeks from now. So, bye-bye, loser. Whoever you are, were. Comedy Central plans to bring back The Daily Show early next year. Which is great news for those of us who enjoy pointing and laughing at propagandists with dismal ratings. Honestly, when an unfunny and bitter harridan like Samantha Bee is challenging you for late night's 11th place ratings crown, maybe it's to hang it up. Where will Trevor Noah's scintillating career trajectory lead him to next? A cable access show? Perhaps he can play birthday parties? Oh, wait, charm is required to entertain kids. Oh, I know, maybe he can follow fellow loser Jon Stewart over to that left-wing affirmative action program called Apple TV. Stewart is making millions, attracting about 10% of Noah's viewers. What a world, huh? Attract 40,000 viewers, get paid millions. Noah should ask for more money than Stewart. Why, I bet Noah could attract at least 41,000 Apple TV viewers. Gee, I hope Jon Stewart doesn't get angry with me again for pointing out his level of unpopularity. Even on a streaming outlet designed to attract what should be Stewart's key audience. Wealthy, white liberals desperate to be told they are right about everything. Please, John, don't attack me. You'll force me to punch down again, and no one enjoys punching down. Except you. Speaking of Daily Show alum humiliations. Look at Stephen Colbert. Once the king of late night. Now losing to Fox News. Fox News. Nothing against Greg Gutfeld, who's killing it over there. But Colbert hates Fox News more than he hates coal miners and babies who escape abortions. Now Fox News has taken his late-night crown, lol. The Daily Show breeds losers like CNN breeds liars. Welcome to the loser pile, and good luck after December 8th, what's your name? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.